All right, hey guys. I was just taking a test for my state exam to become a health producer, licensed agent, and I failed it. Like, I can still take the test again, but I felt confident going into it. The test wasn't easy. It's almost like they contradict every question that they put in it, which is. Like some of the content, like it was familiar, but it wasn't like 100% familiar because everything that I was studying on was kind of the same basic thing, but not in the same wording, so it made it more difficult. I'm just like disappointed in myself. It hurts. It hurts to see that a freaking exam can target you and tear you down and make you feel worthless. Just stupid questions. I know I just need to study more, and I know that the exam is not easy, and that life isn't easy, and that it's not I know I'm better than a stupid exam. Because I know, like, all the content. I just need to, like, really look at it and think, these are the sections that I have to go over. I'm gonna fill. And it I know I'm gonna fail all the time. I'm not gonna be perfect. But I put the high standard and I set on myself, and I know that I shouldn't. I should just allow it to happen, and I need to be better than my own thoughts. And like this morning, I'm like, okay, I'll just go over everything that I've been learning. And I think I just really need to take a step back. Wanted to pray last night, but I didn't. Not that it would have helped me, but just really sucks. With how like many hours I've put in and how hard I've just been beating myself up and studying, and I mean I've taken the time to do self-care and have positive affirmations and listen to positive things and really try and understand like myself as a person. I just want to do better. And I know I'm gonna fail at things like this, and it's not gonna be easy. But I need to be better than that. So I'm gonna really take the time out and understand these concepts of insurance. And just really rely on the scoring that I got. I mean, there was one section where I got 100%, so that's good. But a lot of it was 50 and 60%. And I at least need to get a 70, and I know I'm only like 13% away from that, so I guess you could consider I was almost there. I just could have done a little bit more reading and understanding the concepts. I just really beat myself down for it. I know I shouldn't have. Because after I got the results, I'm like, shit. I just need to look forward and just say, this was a learning experience. And it wasn't easy. And it was really freaking hard. But I know my worth. I know what I am worth. And I'm better. I'm better than that. Than that stupid score. I have a good heart. I have good intentions. I'm wanting to look forward in life. I'm trying to not look back on my past and my mistakes and everything. And I'm not gonna let this ruin today. I'm gonna go forward, still study, still work on me and my mentality, and know that I'm worth something. I really didn't want to come on today and cry. I wanted to do this podcast before I even took the stupid test. And I really considered it because I didn't know how my results would be. But even though this is like a slap in the face, I'm going to try again. And try and understand that. I don't know, maybe this isn't my thing, you know? Maybe this is a learning experience to strengthen my weakness, which is testing. I have testing anxiety. And I really just have to understand that even though you fell once, you still have to keep going. But overall, this week has been good. Hasn't been bad. I've been trying to look at the positives of my life. I should have just studied this weekend instead of relaxing and doing whatever I want. Because this is more important to me than hanging out and relaxing. I'm just gonna have to try again and understand that it's for my own benefit. this is what life is all about. Failing, getting back up, and failing again, and getting back up, and failing again, and getting back up, and failing again. And just putting your best foot forward. Because everybody deserves it. Everybody deserves enjoyment and happiness and love and compassion and everything. I'm supposed to go over to my sister's house and help her. I really don't want to, but maybe it might help. These stupid emotions passed. I mean, I've known of people taking this test and they don't pass the first time, but they pass the second time. So maybe this second opportunity will just help me and really crack down on understanding everything. But thanks for listening today, whoever is. I just really needed to talk out loud because the whole test, you can't talk out loud. You can't have anything around you. I did it at my house, but literally, I couldn't have anything on me. I couldn't have my phone. I couldn't have food. I couldn't have water. I couldn't. It just had to be me, the computer, and a chair. Which is fine. Just time to do better for me. It's time to do better. But I'm gonna get better with this. I'm gonna try and, stay positive and, really commit to myself and the things that I want in my own life and understand that it's not gonna be perfect all the time and it's not gonna be easy and it's gonna be really hard. But you just have to keep going. So, but thank you guys for listening and pray for me. I just really need to understand what I'm doing. And understand that I need to work harder. Maybe I'm not working hard enough. It's my own fault. I just have to allow it, and I'm not gonna be perfect, and I'm gonna make mistakes. And I have to learn from those mistakes. But gonna try and do better next week and just look forward and see the beauty in learning and really understand how I am and just let everything be. And tell myself that it's gonna be okay. This doesn't define me. Just know that you're not alone. And life is hard. And everything that is happening right now is for your own good. It's for you to learn. It's for you to understand that you're a human being. I love you guys though, really. I love that people care about me. And it's not all about me. I want to care for other people too. Because that's what we are. That's what we're here to do, is be in service of others and help each other and understand each other and be there for each other and not be so freaking isolated. But I've definitely learned a lot this year. And it's been hard and rewarding at the same time, which is funny because right now it doesn't feel real rewarding, but in time it will. So, but you guys have a good weekend, good days of the week. Look forward, see the opportunity, learn new things every day about yourself and about things that you don't know about, and understand that everything happens for a reason, even if you don't like it. It's to benefit you, to make you understand. And really just increase yourself as a human. So I will come at you guys next week and hopefully be in a better mood and just be here for you guys, because this message is for anybody who is struggling. I'm right there beside you. I'm right here. And I'm here to be vulnerable and to lift each other up, and to say that we just need to allow what's happening, even though we don't like it. And everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna turn out for you, because everybody deserves it. I deserve it. All right. I will get you guys next week, and thank you so much for listening today. Really do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to today, and I'm not gonna look at this as a mistake. I'm gonna look at this as a learning experience and understand that it's for me. This is for me, because I deserve it. Thank you guys again, and have a wonderful day or a wonderful weekend, whatever is coming up, and enjoy life. Enjoy breathing. Enjoy putting your feet on the ground. Enjoy a clear day, a blue sky, the sun, the rain. Enjoy the little things.